The universe is loud in a very quiet way. Are you listening? Welcome to the Cosmic Whispers podcast, where we delve into the realms of spirituality, personal growth, and the cosmic dance between the third and fifth dimensions. In a world filled with noise and distractions, we invite you to tune in to your own cosmic whispers, where we can awaken our inner wisdom and embark on unveiling the authentic self and cosmic connection. Hello, dear Earthlings. Welcome to episode 5. I've been getting a lot of questions about cleansing negative energies and energetic boundary setting, and what exactly is a transmuter, which if you've been listening to the past few episodes, I recently confirmed that I am. So I'll be going over those topics in this episode. And before we start, I'd like to pull a card. Step into your power. All right, everyone, that's the card for us today. Let's step into our power by creating strong energetic boundaries. Energetic boundaries are just as important as setting personal boundaries. It's a good way to keep yourself protected, especially if you have sensitivities. And if you can't affirm your energetic boundaries, it can be difficult to decipher your own truth or your own mood or your own feelings, for example. If your energetic boundaries are not properly aligned, there's a good chance that you end up picking up or absorbing another person's feelings or absorbing energies that you don't need or want. Or, you know, some energies can also latch onto you, which has happened to me before. But we'll save those entity and ghost stories for another episode. The tips that I'm giving today are what I use. And again, everything is an exercise on following your own intuition. So just see what resonates with you. So the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is actually I light some Palo Santo, and I use that to clear the energy above my sleeping space and as well as Tupi's sleeping space. And the reason I like to do that is I like to clear any stagnant energy or energy from the day before and kind of start anew. Because once I do that, I meditate right after. So it's kind of like having a clean slate. And Palo Santo actually means holy wood in Spanish. And this is originally from Peru, Ecuador, Bolivia, and other South American countries, mainly from the Amazon. And smudging sticks in general originate from Native American or indigenous cultures. And they've been used for centuries to clear space, to remove negative energy in order to bring in good energy. And the current Palo Santo I'm using is actually straight from Bolivia. My friend Lucia gave it to me. So it's straight from the jungle and sustainably sourced. There's a lot of fake Palo Santo out there, so definitely be mindful of that. Palo Santo naturally dies and falls to the forest floor, so farmers are only supposed to collect fallen tree branches or twigs. If it's not harvested in the correct way, it won't burn very well. It has a really weird smell. Like, I've actually purchased fake Palo Santo before because I wasn't aware at the time. When I lit it, it was almost like this black bubbly liquid came out of it. It was really odd and it smelled like burning plastic. I'm like, what is this? So just be careful with that. Also, what you can use is sage. Sage for me is a little bit too strong, so I use that once a quarter to do a proper apartment cleanse. It gets really smoky, so make sure all your windows are open and make sure to safely light it and safely put it out as well. White sage is actually overharvested, so make sure you find a sustainable source or just use a different type of sage. And also a good thing to look at is local shrubs or plants in your area. Where I'm from in California, like when I went back, I was in Scarlet Sage and they had a bunch of different smudging sticks. So they had pine, cedar, cypress, juniper, and sometimes rosemary. And they had also blends of the plants and herbs that you can find together. And for those of you that are in Paris, I actually discovered this brand called Totem Nature that sells smudge sticks, which are really cool. They have 6 different kinds of smudge sticks. And I discovered it in a shop called The Naked Shop, where they sell sustainable soaps and refillable soaps. So it's nice to find options here in Paris. Another thing I love to use is something called copal or copal, which is native to Mexico. I usually stock up whenever I'm in Tulum because you can buy it at the local tiny little supermarket in town, and it's made from the resin of trees native to Mexico. This has been used for centuries as well to ward off evil spirits, for protection, for ceremonies, for temescal, which is their version of a sweat lodge, just a myriad of things in their indigenous cultures. And it is quite smoky, but there's something about copal that I really, really love, and I can actually tolerate the smell and the smokiness of this. And it just really brings me back to Tulum, which is my soul place. I'm pretty sure I had a past life there, because whenever I'm there, I truly feel at home. And my energy is always quite grounded there, no matter what. Another tip for energetically cleansing your home is to open all your windows. For me, I use sage, so use whatever smudge stick that you prefer. And I will smudge out the corners, because a lot of energy gets stuck in the corners of your home. I will play happy music, you know, just to get the good vibes in, to get the higher frequencies in, you know, music that puts me in a good mood. I also say a little intention. For example, I will say, I cleanse all negative and stagnant energies that do not belong here. Only energies that are best for me and Tupi's higher selves are allowed. And I think, you know, playing the good music, dancing a little bit, doing some body movement, just really moves around the energy of the place. And I will leave the windows open until I feel like all the stagnant energy is out. Another tool I use is a chime. So I use sound clearing with this Koshi chimes. And they have 4 different sounds for the elements. So air, earth, water, fire. And because I'm a water sign, I chose the water chime. And I'll use that together with a smudge stick. Another energetic boundary setting exercise I do every day before I leave the house is a visualization and intention. I visualize myself and Tupi surrounded by fire and smoke all around us. And then around that, I visualize a matte black metal, like egg shape, covering that as well. And I do that in order to prevent us from absorbing energy that doesn't belong to us, or just like energy of the people around us, since we're both extremely sensitive. And this has helped reduce the amount of street harassment that we used to get. It's quite bad in Paris, and so this has been really helpful. You can also do a visualization to cleanse yourself. So you can imagine a waterfall going over you and through your chakras, and then recycling that energy back to Pachamama. Visualizations and intention setting are extremely powerful. The more you practice, the more you'll see the benefits of it. Have you ever felt like you need a little grounding when the full moon hits? Perhaps you want to open your third eye a bit before meditation, get your creative juices flowing for a project, or balance some womb healing? Cosmic Mama Ceremonial Herbal Teas for the Chakras can help. Our 100% organic, sustainably sourced, and caffeine-free blends are meticulously handcrafted in small batches. Whether you're looking for an herbal infusion to complement an intentional moment or ceremony, or you just want to enjoy a soothing and delicious brew, Cosmic Mama is here for you. You can support our podcast and enjoy 15% off with code WHISPERS15 on cosmicmama.co. Indulge in the magic of Cosmic Mama Ceremonial Herbal Teas and let their harmonizing essence guide you on your path of connection and well-being. If you're still dialing in your intuition, there's actually a simple exercise you can do to figure out what is your yes for your intuition and what is your no. For example, you can close your eyes, take a few deep breaths to get into your center and into a calm space, and ask yourself yes or no questions. And try not to judge anything and try not to overthink. Just flow with it. So think of something that's a total yes for you. You know, it could be your favorite dish or your favorite place to be, and then see where in your body that you feel that yes. And then try to use that as a sign for your intuitive yes. And if you want to dial in what your intuitive no feels like, just think about something you don't like. It's as simple as that. And you can see if your body feels light, open, and happy for your yes, or, you know, for your no, it could feel tense and bad and heavy. And for me, an intuitive yes is like a light feeling in my chest and it's immediate. For my intuitive no, it's a very heavy feeling in my gut. If I'm feeling super confused or I'm just like, I can't make a decision, sometimes I see it as a sign to wait. And then, you know, I'll wait a little bit, maybe a couple hours or a few days, because I tend to sometimes get too much in my head. If it's like a bigger decision and it's been weeks and I still haven't decided, I feel like that's a no. Because if you're just on the fence about it, that's, you know, like a maybe is a no in that sense. So listen, feel, trust, and yeah, dial in that intuition. Especially for you sensitive folks out there that end up being people pleasers and you always end up saying yes. This is a really good exercise to practice saying no and practice listening to what your body is telling you to do. Now let's talk about transmuters. What is a transmuter? As Albert Einstein says, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another. So energy transmutation involves converting negative or stagnant energy into more positive and useful form. And this can be really great because you can release blockages and work through stored pain in a calm and grounded fashion. This is essential for spiritual growth in many ways, as it involves using inner energy as a positive force for allowing it to cleanse these blockages. If you've been listening to the past few episodes, we do talk a bit about how I am an energy transmuter. So what I'm learning is that, generally speaking, energy transmuters use high vibration thoughts to bring up positive manifestations. They can also impact the lives of other people in a positive manner. They're able to use their high energies to boost low frequency energies. Past karma can be neutralized by raising the vibration. Energy transmuters can neutralize negativity and darkness. They're able to jump into low vibration frequencies to release their light and high frequency thoughts. And in a lot of cases, these kind of light workers do this unconsciously. I feel like I've been doing this for quite a while, and I wasn't realized I was doing this. And it explained a lot of why I become really tired sometimes when I'm in certain places, especially when I'm in lower frequency places, because I was transmuting energy when I wasn't aware I was doing it, and I didn't put up the proper energetic boundaries for that. Thankfully, Annette was able to give me some guidance so I can better protect myself. So another thing that I found interesting about transmuters is that they can choose to be born into a family which has an existing and lengthy history of negative karma because they're able to transmute that karma and transmute whatever ancestral trauma or whatever transmutations are needed through the ancestral lines. Again, the downside of this is that they can attract negative people into their lives, just because a lot of healing needs to happen. And the karmic level will also rise as a result of this to help the family flourish. And I think in my personal experience, I did notice, I would say the past year, I started to attract more lower frequency people and darker entities. Whereas before, I think I was quite protective, but maybe a bit less sensitive to it. But you know, the more spiritual awakenings I have, the more my sensitivities are stronger. I think that's why on my journey, I'm learning more and more about energetic boundaries. And in one of my sessions with Annette, she gave a great analogy saying, like, it's like a moth to a flame, you know, like the lower frequencies and the lower entities see the light. They could consciously or unconsciously want to raise their vibration. And so they just go toward the light. And now that I'm learning more about this, I think my experiences are making more and more sense. And I know in time I'll become more comfortable with this and more empowered, knowing my superpowers on a deeper level. And by learning how to transmute energy, we can harness our own personal power and create more harmony in our lives and for the collective. And I think at the end of the day, as we experience these spiritual awakenings, or as we grow more sensitive or become more mindful and aware of surroundings, if we practice gratitude, surrender to the process, it becomes just a little bit easier.
DJing has provided me with a channel for creativity as well as another form of meditation. Stay tuned for one of my cosmically curated DJ sets coming up shortly.
For any transmuters out there, I'd love to hear from you. So you can reach me on Instagram at the Cosmic Whispers Podcast. I would love to hear your stories and experiences. I will see you next week. Bisous from Paris.
Thank you for being a part of our community. Be sure to connect with me by hitting subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. I greatly appreciate your support and would be thrilled if you could leave a review. Your reviews help this podcast reach a wider audience and foster a stronger collective connection. You can also connect with me on Instagram and YouTube at the Cosmic Whispers Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear and would like to check out the full set, be sure to find me, Cosmic Mama, on SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/cosmicmama.
Keep it all in your mind. Say it all in your soul.